So it requires that we learn a chunk of the sugya in order to be able to understand it well. So please learn straight Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos through Gimel and Aleph, and then tomorrow we'll be able to look into the sugya. So in order to give us time to get to know the sugya, so I wanted to rearrange today and discuss Ramban today. But first, so we have this extra time. I'd like to make a suggestion as how we can understand the machlekes we've shown and that we discussed when it comes to klayim. So that we understand that our Gemara, that the assumption of our Gemara is that when the wall falls, so then if I'm the balakerem, so my kerem will aser your tavua if it co-mingles in a way, to use a lush of the Meiri, if it co-mingles to the extent that it is, that the co-mingling is nikar, and that the co-mingling is, has co-yanika. So that's what creates the iser of kalayim. So we discussed Zesha Marnu Miklayim She'ein Odom Mekadesh Domer She'ein Eshaloi Yeshoyelin Bo Uma Ben Zel Zerik Yislut Achideris Chayvera Shetim Et HaResiv. So we discussed the question of whether this is correct. Do we paskin this way? Do we paskin that I can aser, I can impose an Yisr Kalayim on you? Right? We pointed out that both the Chasid Yecheskel and the Berachas Avram, I mentioned he needs Avram Ben Tov, I think it is. That they pointed out that is a machlokus v'shonim. Do we paskin that I can mess up your, I can make kalayim for you? And he says that's why the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch don't paskin the chi of tashlumin. It could still be a chi of to put up a wall, because putting up a wall is my achrayas that we shouldn't have kalayim. My chi of to put up a wall, maybe as a neighbor. So the chi of to put up the wall may not be related to the chi of tashlumin if I don't put up the wall. But am I creating something that's osir for you by letting my vines grow together with your tavua? So we pointed out that Rambam Shulchan Aruch paskin that when it comes to kalayim, I cannot make kalayim osir for you. We have to both be aware, we have to both understand, we have to be somewhat participatory in the iser. But if you're not participating bechlal, if you are trying to put up a fence, and I'm not helping you put up the fence, so it doesn't go up. So then, my commingling of my kerem would not make your tavuos. Or let's say you were traveling, so you don't even know that my kerem is growing into your tavua. And you come back and find out. So did I make your tavua osir? So we paskin, no. We Shulchan Aruch Rambam paskin, I cannot make your klayim osir. So the Meiri raises the question, yei shoyalin. Now our sugya seems to paskin otherwise. Our sugya says that nisyoish, I can make your tavua osir, I have to pay for it. Now, Is that mukhrach? Maybe not. Because it could be that our sugya is talking about that you are aware of it, and I get in the way of you putting up a fence. But let's put that aside for the moment. Let's assume for the moment that our sugya is paskening Odom makdish dover shayna shaloi. I can cause an iser kalayim to you. So the Meiri says, "Yeshayelin umad bein zelazarik yisulas echadeus chaveroi ashitimi taroisav." There are many halachas of that look like taromas. Bosom cholim is a classic example. So if I put milk into your flanken, I put milk into your cholent, so then I ruined your cholent. So I'm a mazik. So you should be able to sue me. I have to pay. If a little bit more, a little bit less, more of a white glove crime. If I am a tame, your taras. So a kohen can't eat it. So I bumped it down in value. So the halacha should be that it becomes tame. So that's the Rishonim ask. Av zuay dei masahu ba. Ve'enoi ki'inyin avoida zara shu toloi b'machshava. Va'dinaisin ba shaloli osa b'emas chaveri. And Meiri sets up the halacha very beautifully that there's basa b'chalav and there's avoida zara. So avoida zara without, I cannot make your item avoida zara. It requires the das of the owner of the object. The efshar sha'af akalayim teluyim hei b'machshava. So Meiri says, so what is the essential difference? Why can't, if I decide to go into your backyard and start doing pagan rites chalil v'chas to your tree, so why does it become an asherah? I'm doing a avodah zarah. I'm a pagan and I'm serving your tree. Three times a day, we get a group together, we bow down to your tree. So it's an asherah. So you don't want it to be an asherah. Why does that stop it being from becoming an asherah? We're bowing down to it, we're serving it. It's on our Facebook page, it's an asherah. So, because you don't want it to be an asherah. No, what do you have to do with this? You own it. Sorry. So I can make your item into an asherah. Now, there's a mechuber, different kind of din. So the Miri says, because avodah zarah happens when people think that something is an avodah zarah. So I don't have the right to think your object into an avodah zarah. I can do whatever I want. I can come by as often as I want and bow down to it. I can hug it, whatever I want. I can celebrate it to Mishnah. Whatever I want to do with it, I can do it. But it's your tree, so my machshava doesn't make it into, my machshava doesn't allow, since it is a thought process that makes, that is a avodah zarah, so I cannot think your tree into being an avodah zarah. All right, now, so the Meiri says, so this is the Nekudas HaMachloikas of whether I can be Makdish Dover Shena Shali. Is Kalayim, should Kalayim be compared to Basav HaCholav, or should Kalayim be compared to Aveda Zara? K'maysha Amu B'Kalayim HaRoye Yerik B'Kerah Evamik Shagiyah L'Sham. So now the Meiri quotes that famous Mishnah which Taisus quotes, which Shulchan Aruch quotes, and that is that there is an element of das when it comes to klayim. And the classic example is that as long as I'm struggling to get to make the separation, then it does not become klayim. So I could have two fields. One field, the grapes and the two are commingling. In the other field, commingling. But in one field, and they're growing at the exact same pace and creating the exact same degree of commingling. But in one, I have designs on building a wall. I talked to a contractor, I got a price, we discussed it would be wood, should be fair, we're working on it. In the other, we're not working on it. So the halacha is that on the field that we're working on, even though nothing's happening, besides what's going on in my mind, besides negotiating, besides talking about it, that field does not become Kalayim. The field that we're not discussing becomes Kalayim. The classic example is, the example we gave, I'm on my way, I'm building a wall, but it's going to take me 3 days to build the wall. So by the time I get to the other end, it's going to have a gigel of 1 in 200, I hope you can, I'm on my way. Masha'ena Kane, if I come to a certain spot and I say, can't build a wall over here. Bang, it's going to become Kalayim. So the Meiri says, you see that Das does play a role. So the Meiri explains to us, there's a Machlekes Rishonim, as to whether we look at Kalayim as pure Tarbaives, Bosa Mechalov, or whether we look at Kalayim as a Tarbaives that requires Das. Now, we didn't explain fully why Das gets in the way of your tree becoming an Asherah. It's holding that. But let's come back to the din of Kalayim. So now, if you're going to tell me that Kalayim is like Bosa Mechalov, what are you going to do with the Mishnah that says that depends on Das? If you're going to tell me that it's like Bosa Mechalov, right? So Bosa Mechalov, Das does not play a role, Bichlal. So how are you going to justify the Mishnah? Right? In other words, coming back, simple kasha. Our sugya assumes that Adam Makdish Dover Sheinu Shaloi, right? My karam is causing you trouble, I'm chayim. That understands Kalayim as being like Bosa B'cholav. It's a mitzias, it's facts. It's an event that creates Bosa B'cholav. Okay, so far so good. So what we now do with the Mishnah, with the Mishnah that says it's not the event, it's the Machshava, how are you going to put the two together? Nope, what did you say, Elijah?
Wait, before I even get to that, with Basar B'cholav, I thought just more that the Das is just implied when you're mixing two things in. There is an idea in Basar B'cholav, no, like Batal B'shishim, but if you did Batal B'shishim, if you poured something in intentionally, even if it's 160, it's still not kosher. So your Das does matter as Basar B'cholav when you're mixing them together.
It's a good ha'ara, but that's not how we look at it. It's a good ha'ara. But there, the Das doesn't allow the beetle to happen. Right? If it's a Dover Choshev, the Das there is functioning totally differently. We are sitting around schmoozing, and there are reverberations which cause the milk to fall off the shelf and go into the sholent. Bosu b'cholav. No das b'cholav. Now, what you're saying is correct, that sometimes, the other way around, sometimes it should become batal, and we don't allow it to be batal because of its chashivas. That's a din in beetle. That's not a din in the creation of the tarayvus. Yeah, Ariel.
Just piggybacking off what he was saying, it could be that, I mean, that shows that Basar B'cholav is all about das. I think what he was saying, the fact that something can be batal b'shishim,
yeah,
is we take das and we look at how much is in there and decide that up to here is a reflection that there was no das, and more than that is a reflection that there was das. Even if necessarily it was by accident and it was more, or it's not a perfect system, but it's a reflection of das. Therefore, maybe
no. So Basar B'cholav is there is a din again. The din of Beetle is based on the din of the terraces we go Basar Roiv. It is possible that we go Basar Roiv because Roiv establishes a certain chashivas. That's possible. However, that would not then indicate that Basar B'cholav, that the Tarroives, is totally on my Das, because Bosa B'cholav can happen without anybody's awareness B'cholav. So to say that the fact that there's a din of Hilchon Bosa Roiv, that implies there must be Das in the din of, I think it's a stretch. I don't think it's logically correct. It's creative, but I don't think it's correct. Good, all right.
According to those who say that it's that Kalayim is closer to Basar B'cholav, how do they explain this Yoish in the Gemara?
Oh, it's the same kasha, yeah. That's the same kasha. Now Nisyoish, I could say that Nisyoish I'm chayev because from a hezek perspective, I become a mazik then, because I decided. But would you pointing out that as long as I'm not nisyoish, so I'm not going to become chayev. And we're saying why? Because there's no klayim there if you're not nisyoish, right? So then the kasha is a good kasha. Is it a kasha? A muchruk dika kasha? No, Because I could say that that the fact that Nishoish means that I'm a Mazik. But I think the Kasha is a good Kasha. I think it's just another way of asking, how do you reconcile the view that Kalayim is like Basar B'Cholov with the view that, with the mission to take our sugya out of it, with the mission that says that as long as I have in mind to separate the kerem, then there's no tarayvus happening, no isar happening, no apella. Now there's ki'ilu that the somebody who's mixing basar b'cholov a mile away, and because I don't want it to happen, we don't say that. Otherwise, it'd never be basar b'cholov. All your mothers don't want basar b'cholov to happen in the kitchen, but doesn't help, right? Go ahead.
You need both. I mean, for it to become kalam, you need the actual. You need it to be grow at 200, and you also need the machshava as to whether or not you see eyes or not.
So how does that help? How does that help the kasha? You need both. Luz, what does that mean?
So it's not.
I avoid a zor. You need a machshava and also a ma'isa.
But the ma'isa can't. You can't. It doesn't change the actual mitzias of the object.
No, correct.
The kilayim, there's a change in the situation. There was a growth.
Right.
A physical change of that object. I think it's no longer what it was before. Now, but it stays the same.
No, and you're chilling with milk, and it also is no longer probably a tastier chilling. No? No, you're on the right track, though. You're on the right track. In other words, when you say it requires both, so what are you saying about the das? Go ahead.
Maybe he gives a different answer, but maybe using the same logic. The whole issue of Kalayim, I don't know if he mentioned this or someone else, maybe I'm making it up, but the whole issue of Kalayim is Marasayim. So in this specific situation where you say Kashagia Al-Katana or whatever it is, so the issue doesn't actually, there's no actual mixing yet, meaning eventually it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And as of now, we're saying make sure that it doesn't get to the point where it looks like they're mixing, but there is no actual isser yet. So we give you a certain amount of time to actually, take it down.
So again, it's a creative approach, and there's that is the Maris Ein in this case. Is the Maris Ein in this case more of a presentation of Das than a Maris Ein of Chashash? That's probably correct. That's probably correct. I have to think about it more whether it's accurate, though. Pashtus is that Marasayin is a physical presentation of how commingled they have, to shear and them being mixed. But it's not a bad hour, I have to think about it. Go ahead.
Maybe it could be Das is intrinsically infused within the idea of the Basar V'Cholov, or how they view Kilayim, if it's Basar V'Cholov. And by saying, Omer Lo Gdor and stuff, you're almost separating your Das from it, and that would make it okay, as opposed to having it initially viewed as something with both a step of Das and mindset.
So the logical steps you're taking are very helpful in terms of whether it's intrinsic or extrinsic, that's correct. To say that Basar B'Cholov, that's what Ariel was saying before, that the fact that there was a din of Beetle that shows me there's a din of Das, that I don't think it's correct. I don't think it's correct. So, but the question of whether is the Das intrinsic or whether it's extrinsic, that's what Simon was getting to before. In other words, is the Das a condition that has to be met, or is the Das the thing which makes the climb awesome? Shai?
Could it be a function of how active we are in creating said iser? Two plants, a certain distance from each other, they're going to be compliant on their own, apparently.
Yeah.
Whereas for Avodah Zarah, you have to actually do an action in order for the Avodah Zarah to take
hold. So that's the next step. Right, that's the next step. We'll come to that in a moment. So now, what Simon was being around Mr. before is that is Das a requirement for Kalayim, or is Das the driver of Kalayim? When it comes to Avodah Zarah, so it stands to reason that your Das is the driver. Your Das is what makes into Avodah Zarah. If a person does a dance in front of Avodah Zarah because he has a A mosquito was bothering him, right? So he's trying to get the mosquito, so he's gyrating. So that is not a Avodah Zarah. He's dancing because he has to get the mosquito. If he's dancing because he thinks that's what the pagan god wants him to do, that's a Avodah Zarah. So when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Das is essential. Das is what's going to determine whether this mice is mice of Avodah Zarah or not, right? If a person bows down because he needs to get a drink of water, he has to pick something up. So he bowed down? No. He went to get the water. If he bows down because he wants, because he has in mind, this is a way to serve the Avodah Zarah, that's Avodah Zarah. So Das, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, is the essential ingredient. Essential, obviously, without a mice, it won't be Avodah Zarah. But Das is one of the parameters that's making this, that's creating the Iser. Just like bowing down makes the Iser, Das makes the Iser. They're equal partners. Mashena came, when it comes to Klayim, we're saying the Iser is that they're growing together. Now, what's the role of Das? Is the role of Das, it was Simon was saying before, that Das is a condition, what Elijah thinks is extrinsic, that unless there's Das, so we don't give any significance to the growing together. The growing together, the Anika, the Maris Ayin, that's the major driver of the Iser. But the Torah formulated it that unless I'm aware of it, then the Iser is not Chal. So the Iser of, to the requirement of Das when it comes to Kalayim is like the requirement that the meat and the milk have time, have taste, when it comes to Basar Mechala. Lu Yitzur, the milk would have absolutely no taste. It would be like agid on Nosha. So I'm not sure if there would be an Iser of Basar Mechala. For whatever reason, a person neutralized, I think it's correct, if a person neutralized the meat, put something into the meat so that it tastes like cardboard, and then you put milk inside of it, I don't think that would be also Basar Mechala De'Oraisa. So, just like I require, there are requirements for the Iser of Basar Mechala to be Chal, the Oiser is the Tarovis. But there's a Tanai in the Iser. The Tanai has to be edible food. So over here, the Tarovis of Kalayim, Yenika, the Heke, that's the Oiser. But if I'm unaware of it, the Torah is Mechadesh. We'll come to a moment where the Torah is Mechadesh that I don't have Das, so then the Iser is not Chal. Mashein Kain, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, so we don't say if a guy trips and falls in front of the Avodah Zarah, we don't say, a mice of Avodah Zarah, his Das was Ma'akev. No, we said that's not Avodah Zarah, because he has no Das to bow down. So the Das is required for the Avodah Zarah. So now, the question, Lech Eira, when the Meiri formulates for us, that the Machlaik is whether we apply Ein Oda Makdish Dovish Enshul Agave Kalayim, so the question is, how do you categorize the requirement of Das, of Nechusa, of awareness when it comes to Kalayim? Is it an Oiser, like Avodah Zarah, or is it a Tanai in the Tarovis, like other Tanom and Basar Mechalav? So if that's correct, if that is a correct analysis of this Machlaikas, so then Lechaira, that could explain another Machlaikas. Right? What we have three or four Machlaikas, I think we can explain every Machlaikas, but could be another Machlaikas. The Machlaikas of whether the Pachos Mikashir are cumulative or not. Right? Person, the wall fell and it grew 1/400th. And then they put the wall up. And then it fell again. And it grew another 1/400th. So now do we say, it grew 1/200th be Isur, we got to climb over here? Or do we say, no. The first 1/400th, halach, lo'elamai, it's no longer there. So l'chayra, that machlokes, which the Tosus presents, is should depend on whether we compare this to Bas V'Cholim or not. If you compare Kalaim to Bas V'Cholim, it's a fact. You have a Tarayim is up here. Now, there could be Beetle. There's no Beetle because it's Mechuba L'Karka Miri says. There's no Beetle. So we're not discussing Beetle right now. Beetle is off the table. So now it grew. So if I have a Pachis Mekishir of Bas V'Cholim, and then tomorrow I add another pachis b'shir bosa b'chalav. But now I have a shir, I got bosa b'chalav. De'raisa. We don't say the pachis mikashir if it's not bottle, holach le'lomoy, because, in other words, I put pachis b'shir milk inside of it, okay, and for some reason it doesn't create beetle. Maybe it's a davar choshev, maybe just the math doesn't work out. And then the next day, and then I go to sleep and I forget about it. Then I wake up the next morning and say, oh, I'm going to add another pachis mishir of milk into the chaland. I slept in the middle. I didn't have contiguous das. That's what? I have a tarif. It's a bas v'cholov. Person puts a little bit of shatnas into his baguette, and for some reason it's not bottle. And then he goes to sleep. And then he puts another little bit of linen into his wool. So we don't say it's not mitzarif. So why would we say legabe kalayim that it's not mitzarech? The emes is we know it's a machlokes rishonim. Miri quotes rishonim would say that they disagree with him in a time that it is mitzarech. Lachaira, that is the answer, the first answer of Tosfos. When Tosfos says that the Oymerloi is not because of Beetle, but that's what creates the Machayev. So the Me'iri says, that's a Machleik, as we've shown him. Do we say that 1 in 400 becomes Le'ibud if I have a Das in between that rejects the 1 in 400? So L'chayra, this machlekes could be totally on how we understand das functioning over here. If the das over here, when it comes to kalayim, is a requirement, it is a condition, a tanai, I really have kalayim over here. I have a tarayvus that's osur, but I didn't have the required das for this 1/400th. But I have bosu v'cholav, I have kalayim. So then later on, when I get another 1/400th, so lochare, why should they be mitzarif? I had das for the first, das for the second. The fact hesach das in the middle, what does that matter? Hesach das doesn't matter when it comes to bas v'chol, when it comes to linen and wool, to shatnas. So why should hesach das make a difference? However, if the das is the driver of the iser, so in the first case, my das asered something that was my das only asur 1 in 400. That's not significant. In the second case, my das once again asur 1 in 400. My das only went to the 1 in 400th rule, so it didn't create any. It didn't create any shanness of any significance because my das only allowed that to happen. And then since it didn't amount to 1 in 200th, kilu didn't happen. So it could be that if das is like the das of a desire, that it's a necessary component, a driver of the iser, so I didn't do anything that was also for that 1 in 200th. This kilo wasn't there. Until I hit the 1 in 400th, nothing happened. Mashena Cain, if my das is a condition for it to be chal, it means something did happen. Less than 1 in 400th, okay? When it happens again, so it might be mitzarif. So it could be that the two machloikas are dependent on how do you view the requirement of das? Now, where would this come from? So l'chayra, I didn't put this in Maram Akomos, because I just remembered it late. There's a Gemara in Moed Katan, Beis Amud Beis. Hamenachesh hamechapen leklayim loike. If I have klayim growing, and I facilitate its growth with a ma'isa. I weed the area. I have my wheat and my vines growing together. All right? And I am a poil, I work for you. So I go out in the field and I see that there are weeds growing around the vines. My job is to get rid of the weeds that grow around the vines. That's my job, right? My job is to water your crops. So if I water your kalayim, I'm doing an Isur kalayim. Ha-menachesh, ha-mechapel, le-kalayim, loike. If I take the weeds out, or if I add on good, healthy soil, I'm over kalayim. Rabbi Akiva, I'm Rafa Makayim. I don't have to do a ma'isa to be over, as long as I am tolerant of kalayim. That's what Makayim is. I'm tolerant of kalayim. Vishlam l'didi damina mishum zereya haynu da sira zereya b'kalayim. El l'chod demar to mishum chayrish chamishu b'kalayim miyasira. We'll skip that for a moment. Omalei mishum. So the Gemara says that the Gemara is saying there was a word that was used which really applies to Chayresh, not Zereya. Now, Chayresh, when it comes to Klayim, should not be Yosser. Okay, a little bit further when I get into the din of Chayresh. So the Gemara says, yeah, but if you do anything at all, you're still being Mekayim, you still are tolerant of it. Rabbi Kiva Emer Afe Mekayim. The Gemara says, "My tam." In order to take care of a linguistic issue in the text, "My tam ha-menachesh ha-mechapeh b'klayim loike mishum mekayim." Why am I over kalayim when I weed it, or when I water it, or when I put good healthy earth on it? Not because I'm doing a ma'ase zayreya, but I'm doing a ma'isa mekayim. I'm validating, I'm verifying, I'm tolerating. Rebbe Akiva Omer, afa mekayim, my time of Rebbe Akiva. What's Rebbe Akiva's source? It says, sodcha loy sizra kalayim. Rebbe Akiva says that is out of order. The pasuk should say, loy sizra sodcha kalayim. This is poor grammar. Sodcha your field. Altizra, don't plant it kalayim. That's not how you talk. Leisizra, don't plant kalayim in your field. Leisizra kalayim besodcha. Leisizra sodcha kalayim. Sodcha leisizra kalayim. So Rabbi Akiva says, because Baruch Hu gives a drasha of you. What's the drasha? Kalayim sodcha loy. Rabbi Akiva is saying, make sure your field never becomes kalayim. Sodcha, your field, you have to make sure it doesn't become kalayim. In other words, that in addition to the isa being zereya, actively being zereya, I have to make sure the field never becomes kalayim. If you're zereya, my field, and I don't stop you, I'm oyvim mishum kalayim. If the Zeriah happens by itself, and Shai was saying before, right? We neglect the field, and over the course of time, they grow and grow and grow together. But it's my field. I'm mechuyev to sever, I'm mechuyev to pull out the klayim, to pull out the vine, pull out the wheat. If I don't pull them out, I'm over klayim. I'm over klayim. I didn't do anything. Well, they were planted a few years ago. The previous owner planted them. All I'm doing is sitting on my deck, watching the wheat and vines grow together. I'm over the Isur Kalayim. I'm tolerating Kalayim. Where this didn't come from? I haven't been in the field in 3 years. I just watch it from my deck. But it's my field. And I'm not out there making sure that the Kalayim's not happening. That's the Rebbe Akiva's Isur Kalayim, Isur Mekayim, Mekayim Inayin. Actively doing a ma'isa, mekayim without a ma'isa, but I'm tolerating. I'm not getting rid of it. Minayin, how do I know that's osur? Sodcha leis kalayim sodcha loy. You can't b'shum pon v'oifen. So it turns out that according to Rabbi Akiva, what am I doing with this kalayim that I'm getting nailed for kalayim? Maybe malchus. And the Rishonim said, no, it couldn't be malchus because it's the ma'isa. But it might be the isa, the ra'isa. The Tanom discuss if I did a ma'isa a year ago, would I get malchus? But let's not focus on the malchus, focus on the isa. Right? I'm being over an isa. Over an isa. I'm just watching. So where am I being over? Because I'm tolerating. Because I'm accepting. So you see from Rabbi Akiva that das, that I can be over kalayim just with das. Now, if I can be over kalayim just with das, in other words, I'm allowing it to happen, right? So then, l'chaira, it's correct to say that if I'm actively doing something to make sure that it doesn't happen, then I'm not over. I don't have to, it could be that it down the road, and I'm not there yet. Right? But we could learn from Rabbi Akiva that das is a component of kalayim. We could learn from Akiva that das is a driver of kalayim. Because I can be over with das alone. Mashena Kane, if you look at our Tosfos says, how do we know this whole din of das? When Tosfos has to explain, Tosfos wants to explain the din, the Mishnah that says that Olma Kishu Mechazer Achal Kitosei Afil Hoisev Mesayim Muter, that as long as I'm trying, as long as I'm doing something to get rid of the klayim, mutter. Batam yish lefarish v'shum nechsev le'sizre karmocha klayim dumia dezriya denechale. That he doesn't say the Lashon Rabbi Akiva. Dumia dezriya denechale. And that dumia dezriya means that l'chayra dumia dezriya, I did something to plant them together. But then I let it happen by itself. Alright? It didn't happen entirely by itself. But I did something, and then I let it happen. Right? So it's conceivable that. Now, why Tosus did not quote the Gemara in Ma'id Katan could be because he holds Ma'id Katan is a Gemara that is creating a greater Issa. I am held more responsible for it's expanding the Issa. It may not be describing the Issa per se. It's expanding the Issa that I've ever been tolerating it. So it may not be addressing how much Das is required. Or it could be because the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in Ma'id Katan, when the Gemara discusses a similar drosha in the context of Shemitah, the Gemara says that this drosha is an Asmachta, not an Issa D'Oraisa. So it could be that Tosfos holds that either the Gemara in Ma'id Katan does not address the requirement of Das, it creates, it's a different din, that by tolerating kalayim, I am over. Or it could be that he holds that the Gemara dismissed this as being a deraisa tikkadin. But nevertheless, it is still very reasonable to say that Rabbi Akiva's limud does stand. Because the Gemara says Lagabe Shvius, it doesn't stand. So now let's just think this through for a moment. So if I have I have two possible drushas to explain to me the din that Das is a player when it comes to Klein. Right? In other words, again, if I say that the Torah asked commingling, so it's like Basa B'Cholav. Right? Basa B'Cholav, the Torah did not include a din of Das. So Das is irrelevant to Basa B'Cholav. It happens by itself, awesome. Torah is Machadish. When it comes to Klayim, Das is a player. How did the Torah Machadish this? Either because Dumyud is Riyah, or because Mekayim is Aser. Okay, which one, what's the difference between saying that your das is involved in the Easter, I'm using a vague term on purpose, your das is involved with the Easter because the Easter is dumya dizriyam, the nechalei, when you plant something, you obviously want it to grow together, or your das is a player because even if you tolerate the mixture, even being aware of the mixture is going to ask her. What's the difference in terms of the place that Das has in the Isser of Kalayim? Is Ariel?
Whether Das is the Isser or whether it just shows...
So explain.
Meaning like...
Connect the dots?
Either it's like Avodah Zarah where the Das is essential.
So which one is which? Connect the dots?
So if you say that if you allow it to be grown... then it's like you did the Isser, so that would be like a Avodah Zarah, where Das is essential. But if you say that Das isn't essential, it just shows whether or not you're okay with it. So that would be like...
Dimitri.
I thought we were working entirely within Basa B'Cholav right now.
Say it again?
I thought we were working entirely within Basa B'Cholav.
Why would you say that?
Because we're within the opinion of how Das is working as an extrinsic thing versus an intrinsic thing. Like, that point has to do with something completely different. I thought we were talking within the idea of Das not being essentially in it and how that factors in.
No. So
I was just using that as example.
Let's back up a little bit. Rewind for a moment. So we explained that there's the machlokes about whether Kalayim is like Basa B'Cholav is like Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
Right? So now we're tracing that back to two possible sources. In other words, what is the basis for having that machlokes? We first went forward and we said, once we see that Kalayim is envisioned by the Rishonim in two different ways, that would explain to us why there would be a machlokes Rishonim of whether the commingling is cumulative. All right? Now we're going backwards. Now we're saying, now we see the machlokes. Where did this machlokes come from? What are they? We define the machlokes, right? Hold on a second. Just one second. We were magdir the machlokes. How were you magdir it? We were magdir it by saying there are two ways of looking at das. Is das the oiser or das the tanai in the iser? All right. I believe we were saying that when it comes to avodah zarah, das is an oiser together with the mice and bas b'cholav. The Torah didn't require any das b'chlal. When it comes to Kalayim is like Bas V'Cholav, but Das is a Tanai. We had to say that because we have a Mishnah for Reshes that says Das is a player. All right? So now we're going one step deeper and saying maybe this Machloikis as to whether Das is an Oyser or Das is a Tanai, maybe that depends on whether you're passing in the word Moed Katan, or whether you have another limud, right? Or, say a little bit more omkus, saying, hey, Yosef, the Torah expressed the Easter of Kalayim as Lois Isra. So that's teaching me that even though Lois Isra does not exhaust the Easter of Kalayim, because Mekayim is also Osir. Because you can have, you can plant them separately, which I was saying before, and they grow together, you're going to become, and you'll be over. So why did the Torah express Kalayim as like Sisera? That's inaccurate. So Tosfos says, no, because it wants to teach me how it has to have the nichus of Zerei. That's going to connect to your question about B'cholov. We got it, and we still didn't get it.
As in, how are we defining Rabbi Akiva's point of view right now? As the Basra B'cholov one, or as the...
So that's what I'm putting out. Rabbi Akiva is...
They're both within the Basra B'cholov point of view. Does Rabbi Akiva adding a restriction, like using Das as something that is makes it more usher, versus Tosos wants to use it as something that makes it more lenient?
Correct.
So that's where the dispute is. It's not intrinsic. It's, they're both extrinsic.
Correct.
They're both
100%.
So that's not. That has nothing to do with the Asherah. It's both within the Basra B'cholov.
Correct. However, once you have Rabbi Akiva's din, you could understand Rabbi Akiva as saying that your das is an oyser. Tosfos would say exactly what you're saying. Rabbi Akiva, my cotton, that's not what I'm talking about. Because that includes, there is another din of tolerating klein.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. However, correct. However, one could say, this is what Ariel was suggesting, one could say that once Rabbi Akiva says that tolerating alone creates kalayim, is an iser, then what he's explaining to me is that das is an oser, not just a thai in the iser. Right? Tosis will say what you're saying. Leave me alone, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a different din over here.
And Tosos would want Rabbi Akiva to say in this case that if the person that was watering the plants didn't know he was watering Kilayim, he wouldn't get Malchus, right?
Yeah, probably
that,
not.
That
yeah.
would be the way. That
probably, correct. Correct. Probably. Yeah. But what I'm suggesting is it could be that that those who hold Adam ain't Adam Magdi Dovish and Shaloi, Lugabe Kilayim. And maybe in a Talmud holds that Kalayim, it's not a cumulative. That Das is not just a Tanai, but Tanas is the Yosef. Maybe they learn, they didn't have Rabbi, it tells us his language. It would seem to me that, I didn't do a thorough investigation yet. I have to look in the Torah Shleim to find that if Tosfos' Limud exists anyplace. Because it sounds like Tosfos is not quoting Limud. Yesh lefarshim dechsiv. But I hadn't the time yet to check the Torah Shleim as the most expansive, the best record of Medrash Halach. I didn't check it up yet. The way the Ramban quotes, the way the Ramban formally says, does not sound like that there was a limud that was readily amongst the Rishonim. So having said that, Tosus is saying, do me the zerei that it requires nechusa. Nechusa means I have to be okay with it, I'm good with it. But lav davka, that's going to be the yoyser. The yoyser is that I plant it together. But planting something together, as we explained 2 days ago, by definition means I am preparing for something to happen. I'm doing something now that will happen on its own later on. So there my das needn't be seen as an oyser, but my das can be seen as a tanai in these. Chaim.
I feel we can also see that Tosfos, even though it doesn't quote the Gemara in Moichatan and Korah, because his opinion, it's alluding to it. Meaning when it says Dumya Dizriya Dinichalai, it's almost as if Tosfos is saying, you need Dizriya, and you also need that it's Nichalai.
Right.
Tosfos could have just said Dumya Dizriya, that would have been fine, but it's as if Tosfos is saying that there are these two aspects of the Isser, or
right, that's what but you have to ask yourself is why didn't Tosfos quote Rabbi Akiva? Gemara Mefereshet, Satana.
Maybe because Tosfos is. I would say there's two ways to read Rabbi Akiva.
Right, that's what we're saying. That's what Elijah's saying. That there are two ways to read Rabbi Akiva. Yeah.
Either Rabbi Akiva is, it's two sides of the same coin, or the
exactly.
Two different Isurim.
Correct.
Maybe Tosfos read Rabbi Akiva as it's two different Isurim.
Correct.
And he says
that's
that.
Yeah.
Could we also say that it's like Simon versus Siba in this case, or not so much? Is Rabbi trying to like avoid saying that? Because, like, I don't know if I have to equate Tanai and Simon.
I don't think it's a Siman Siva. I think both are saying that it's Begeta Siva. I think Siman would be.
Is there any precedent for a Siman that's Ma'akiv? Because this would kind of be like a Siman that's Ma'akiv.
Yes, that, and then I. Again, I can't say. It's a very broad question. I can't say. Abram.
So, if we're saying that Dumi Dizriya is Tosas' source for Kalayim, so how is that anything like Basu Chalav?
So, yes, that's what Elijah was pressing before. So the Teretz is that when we say that it's like Bas V'Cholav, it's a very important nekuda. It does not mean it's identical to Bas V'Cholav. You cannot say that Klaim is identical to Bas V'Cholav because it's a Mishnah that says that if I am extending myself to separate the grapes from the wheat, so then the Tyremis is not Aser. Right? So once you have that Mishnah, unless you're going to start, you know, saying Machlekes and Tanoim, so you cannot say it is identical to Bas V'Cholav, right? But you can say is that it is similar to Bas V'Cholav in that the Tyroivus is a fact which is Osir, it's an event which is Osir, and the Torah is Mechadesh. Then there is another condition of a das being required, just like the Torah has conditions that apply to Bas V'Cholav, right? The yisoid, which in terms of lumdus as to whether das is an oyser or a tanai, that I think is an emistika chiluk. One can is that. That mukhrach to be the hezber. So lagave in a time, I don't think it's mukhrach. Lagave the Meiri's presentation of the distinction of avodah zara and possible, I think is accurate. Does it have? Is it mukhrach in Rabbi Akiva and Dumi Dizriya? I'm not sure, but I find it very compelling. Is that such a word? Very compelling. I find it very significant that. That we have two possible limudim, and that Tosfos is not called Rabbi Akiva. So what Elijah said before is correct, because Rabbi Akiva can certainly be seen as expanding the Iser, and the requirement of Das it limits the Iser. I just think that there's a, and that's one way of looking at it. But there's another way of looking at Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so we didn't get to do much chumash today. So, but this wraps up, I think, Klaim for the time being till we get to Daf Chof from Yitz Hashem. A few technical things I want to discuss. One is that I would like to get to meet everybody outside of the Beis HaMedrash. So my office is 414. Except for Monday afternoons, I'm, you know, very available in the afternoons after shir. Today I have a meeting to 3 and 4, but otherwise either right after shir or later on. That's number one. Number two, I would like to set up chaburas to learn things outside of the regular limud. So if there are specific areas or sfarim that you're interested in, and if I'm able to add something, so I would like to pursue that. You know, just as examples, the Pesach Chaim is an example. Are we sure it would be an example? Just again, by way of examples. Maybe some of the Rav's writings that we can discuss. Then, one more, or is it a few, before COVID, so what we... before COVID, on Thursdays at 11:30, So we had we connected with Rav Shapel Salmidim, who come from very significantly different backgrounds, and we would have a half an hour to learn with them. And the ultimate goal is to create the relationships, and one of the intermediary goals is to have the Rav Shapel Salmidim and JSS become comfortable learning the Beis Medrash. There's a strange phenomena that I don't fully understand, but there are Talmidim in the yeshiva who are scared of the Beis Medrash. So, and the Beis Medrash is supposed to be a welcoming, warm environment without being judgmental or without being critical. So to have a Beis Medrash where you have significant numbers of Talmidim in the campus, to me sounds we're not doing things right. You have to make a tikkun. So this is a way to make a tikkun. So we start by heading over to Rabbi Shibble's Beis Medrash, the third floor, first hall, and learn something together. This is not Bal Korchacha. I strongly encourage. I think it's a great opportunity. Some of the Talmidim there you see in your college classes, and this creates more of a connection, and has to have a hashpa. It doesn't mean having something in mind, preparing something on Chumash, probably that's the best thing. And then meeting Rabbi Shapel himself, he's an Adam Choshva, he's an accomplished Talmud Chacham, but very charismatic individual. So those of you who are open to being part of this, Amir Tashem, tomorrow I think we'll start and go over 11:25, 11:30, and start learning. And again, with the goal in mind, the stated goal that at some point the Rabbi Shapel Salmidim will come and learn with us in Gluck, and then break down some of the barriers and create more meaningful and have one or two situations where the relationship extended far beyond graduation. The guys are still going on living together. So these things have to have a very important as well. Okay.
And very quickly, guys, adding to what Rebbe just said at the end is 2 years ago in Sikha.